Have you ever been slapped before?
Whatever happened to hi, hello? Yes, Rachel, I've been slapped before. I've been bitch slapped across my face.
How many times?
Yeah.
A lot?
A few times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it ever like deserved? Like, did you feel like you deserved it?
You know, no. I don't feel like when I get slapped, I deserve it. Ever.
Yeah.
Because violence is never the answer. Unless you slapping that ass.
No, we said the face.
Yeah, no, I was slapped in the face. Yeah. What about it?
No, I'm just curious if you have. I've never been slapped, so I just was curious what that experience was like.
I'll tell you actually what it's like. It actually looks more painful than it is because, like, when you get, especially if it's like kind of out of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
when you get bitch slapped, you just don't expect it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So it's like you don't even have time to think about, ow, that hurt. Like, mm-hmm. I think it turns into anger really quickly.
Mm.
But it's like a.
It's the shock.
You're shocked.
Yeah.
And it's like by this, it's like the thing too. It's like if it's a clean bitch slap, right? It's not really leaving like a mark. It's like, it's just like, it doesn't linger like how a punch would linger. It's not to the bone. You know yeah. what I mean? So if you get, what do the five fingers say to the face? Slap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I can take it. And I have. Yeah. I don't like it though. I do think it's disrespectful.
Mm.
For some reason, to me, getting slapped in the face is more disrespectful than getting punched in the face.
Hmm.
Don't ask me why.
Just feels more personal,
it
maybe.
It feels personal. Like, yeah. you don't just, like, slap
That's
a stranger.
Because the girls are out here slapping, and the girls do make things personal.
Okay, sure, but, like, if a man slaps you, it's crazy as well.
Have you been slapped by a man?
Yeah.
Ooh!
I can't talk about it.
Fascinating.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, period. Yeah. Well, the only reason I brought this whole thing up is because I kind of had a little moment where I, like, got super sucked into the slapping competitions.
Oh, I thought you were going to say... I thought you were going to say that you wish you'd been slapped.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you've been watching slapping competitions?
Yeah. I think it's one of the most amazing sports ever.
Okay, genuinely, what the hell is that?
You haven't seen it?
Of course I haven't seen that. I'm normal.
Oh my God. Okay, the slapping competitions, I actually don't know exactly like how they score these or what their like criteria is for like a great slap.
You get rated?
It's, Keon, it's amazing. It's literally... It's like a televised event.
What?
Two people, usually like grown ass men, slap the absolute shit out of each other with full force to the point where you think these people should be on the floor with
right.
each one. And I think the goal is to not fall, obviously. It's
sure.
like you're knocked out, I think, the moment you actually pass out.
Right.
So like you just have to take it.
Okay.
But like when you watch, it's like absolute silence. During this competition, and then you just hear these like, wah! And it's like, these people, like, they don't, you can't cry, you can't fall over, you can't, like, ah, like, you just have to stand there and take it. And then it's your turn. You just keep going back and forth, hitting each other. It's a competition. It's insane. It's not like, oh, one person comes and the next person. No, no, no. You keep slapping
Wait,
each other.
Wait, so you don't win because, like, you KO the other person? It's just, like, the form.
I think it's just based on points.
How graceful your slap
I've
was.
I've never actually seen like the end of one before.
Like,
I've
are there just, judges from what you know?
Yeah, they're getting scored. I just don't know what the scoring criteria is and I don't know who the judges are.
Sign us up to be
it
those judges.
It's crazy.
I will judge the slaps.
It's like, because it just looks so painful. Yeah. Like you were saying like, oh, it's not that painful. These look so painful.
I haven't been slapped by a professional slapper.
Because it's like, yeah, like think about this. Like even in boxing, when you hit someone, right? Like you know that that shit's going to like take them down for
sure,
a second.
Sure.
But like the fact that you're not allowed to move, you have to just stand there and take it. There's
right.
no bobbing, ducking, diving, weaving, none of it.
Right.
You just have to stand there and accept it. And then when it's your turn, retaliate.
I have actually so many questions. First is, how much are we getting paid?
I don't know.
Okay, because like, what's the motivation other than
this.
Getting paid? Because to
it
me,
looks televised. That's what I was saying. I think it's a televised event.
Okay, so we have to be getting.
So we have
paid.
To be getting paid something.
Because I'm like, for me, I'm not getting bitch slapped willingly unless it's paid.
Right.
Okay. Second off, you absolutely have to practice. I'm sure. Right. So like, how do you prep for a slapping competition other than getting slapped a lot?
Right.
Are you gua sha-ing? Are you taking like cold baths? Like, there's got to be a secret. Do you do like Botox and filler? Like, does that like alleviate the slap? There's got to be something.
Something
to
you
it,
can
right?
do,
or can you not have filler because
it's
like
explode.
A performance enhancement drug? in a slapping competition?
It's a performance.
Yeah. I have a lot of questions.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Those are all great questions.
Yeah.
I don't know how one prepares for that. I do think like you'd have to just mentally like zone out.
Right.
Because you know that hurts. Can you just
connect from your body? It's kind of like, have you like seen those monks before that like they like fully disengage from their body and they burn alive?
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. They die. They don't stay alive. That was the shocking part for me. But like you can technically enter a state where you don't feel your physical being. And I'm wondering if they enter that like zen-like state where their physical being's just getting slapped. However, they don't feel it because they can disconnect.
Maybe.
Listen.
Either that or you're like the most stubborn bitch alive and you're like, hit me. Go ahead. Hit me as hard as you can. I promise I won't shed a tear. I won't move an inch.
Right.
And you're just like,
I don't know. Ugh. I like, that's great for those people. I just feel like I just don't deserve to be slapped. I have been, but like, it's just not for me. And it feels disrespectful even if I signed up for it.
Yeah. I mean, just watching those competitions, like, I just think I would struggle to even stay quiet. Like, the audience seems so respectful.
Yeah.
It's not like people are cheering, like, woo! Like, everyone's, like, quiet. And you just, like, watch them go back.
Is it not, like, a little freaky to, like, be a spectator? Like, is that not weird?
Like, I would be crying tears laughing.
I know, like, can you have cocktails? I would be
struggling not to laugh out loud.
I would just be like, are we having drinkies and watching this? Or like, I mean, what are we doing?
People are kind of like grimacing. Like you can kind of see people on the sides. Like, and obviously, yeah, there's like this.
Yeah.
But like, everyone's quiet.
Maybe it's like those kids that like love when people get hurt and it makes them laugh. You know, those kids.
Maybe it's them as an adult. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Kids getting hurt makes me laugh. I literally followed.
No. Not the kids getting hurt. Rachel.
What are you saying?
When you're a kid and you laugh. Because, you know, like, people, like, their parents will, like, kick them and be like, oh, and the kid will, like, laugh. I'm saying the kid.
Oh, they're that kid grown up. You like it when kids
get hurt?
Yeah.
Please elaborate, please.
There's literally a page on Instagram called Kids Getting Hurt, and I follow it.
No way.
And it's a bunch of different videos of kids just having
What's happening?
Having little oopsies.
And they're crying, or, like, it's funny?
No, it's funny. Like, I don't know, like, trying to think of like a good example, like the mom like tossing the kid into the snow, thinking it's gonna be cute, and then the kid freaking like disappears into the snow, and you're like,
oh,
like panic, or like when a kid comes off a slide wrong, and like
and they fly,
yeah.
Oh, really?
It's all videos like that.
That gives you joy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
People falling in general also gives me joy. Like I think it's so. I'm laughing right now as if I'm watching it.
I don't. Like, I genuinely can't comprehend that.
There's a name for people like me. I just forget what it is.
Mental illness. Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I forget what it is, but there's a German word that literally is like when you get joy from the pain of others.
Mental illness.
No. No, it's not that. Yeah, it's but. Not.
Yeah. Backtracking. Yeah, no, I don't think that I could take a slap unless I did a lot of monk training. And to be honest with you, the only way I could really take a slap is if I was in season one of Avatar.
Season one of Avatar. Yep, got it. Because
then I knew what was on the line.
Okay.
I could find that monk state, that Avatar state, which by the way, I'm very excited is coming out.
Me too. I'm stoked.
Yeah. What Avatar nation do you think you are?
Oh, water tribe all the way.
Really?
Yeah.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
I guess I could see it.
What were you going to pick for me?
Okay. Well, you're not fire.
No.
And you're not. Earth feels weird for you. If there was more air nation.
You're saying I'm the Avatar. You would have made me the Avatar, huh? I get that. I could see that for me too.
Look at the camera when you're going to lie.
I could see that for me.
When you're going to lie.
I could see that for me. I could be the Avatar.
Sure.
All the past lives.
Sure.
Wink, wink.
I just feel like, you know, I mean, water, I guess, is good. Yeah, okay, sure. Water is good. I would say air, but like air feels exclusive. you know.
You're saying I'm not exclusive?
Yeah.
Look at the camera when you're gonna lie, period.
Yeah.
That was the fakest yeah I've ever heard.
No, I just feel like, I don't know. Like, I feel like Air Nation is Gryffindor, you know. I feel like Fire Nation is Slytherin. I feel like the Water Tribe is Ravenclaw. And Earth is Hufflepuff. And I'm going to stand by that. And the girls who get it, get it.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
What do you think I am? I already know.
Princess Azula, lightning strike.
Yeah, I'm a Fire Nation bitch.
Yeah,
I don't absolutely. Know why I hate to say that. But what is that? Like, does that...
You're fiery.
Kinda, I know, but it's kind of rude. Like, don't I want to be, like, not that, right?
No.
They got a bad rep.
No. I mean... Listen, I will say General Iroh be holding it down for the Fire Nation. He be holding it down,
but I'm not that bitch. Like,
you're
I'm definitely like,
you're Azula.
I'm Azula.
You're like, Princess not, Azula Lightning I'm Strike not, all day.
I'm not even Zuko. No, I'm Azula.
You're Azula. You're Azula who sits there and looks at your sibling like you're weak.
Yeah.
That's Azula, no, Azula behavior.
And you're Katara's grandmother.
Specifically her grandmother. I thought if you would have just stopped at Katara, yeah, I'm Katara.
No.
Why the grandmother?
That's just what it feels like. That's what
it's the energy I give you is grandmother energy.
Oh, wise.
Okay.
And a non-bender.
Good save. That's rude. That's some Azula shit. See, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And if you don't watch Avatar, I'm sorry.
I know, but you really should. It was my sleep show for a very long time. Like, it still could be and would be. And I love that there's freaking Korra, obviously. Like, I love that there's a little spinoff. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when I'm tired, like, I just love being in that universe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When I get a little bit tired of the first one, I'll just dip to the second.
I can't believe you said I was Katara's grandmother, though.
And what about it? I could say it with my chest.
I guess... Yes. No, you did. And you did.
Yes, and?
And you did. I just thought I was going to get a much cooler character from you, but that's fine.
Oh, really?
Like, you get to be Azula, I have to be the grandmother?
Of Katara. Yeah. You're the Avatar's grandmother-in-law. That's pretty big.
Someone come get this man. But yeah, if you haven't seen it before, I was going to say you can watch Avatar before the new live action series comes out.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting.
It's very good.
And they're making it like, you know how like Marvel has like the cinematic universe? Like now Avatar is having it?
No.
Yeah, so there's installments of, guys, if you're an Avatar fan at all, there's like full installments now. So we obviously have Avatar The Last Airbender, and then we have The Legend of Korra. So now the live action version of Avatar is coming out. This is all through Netflix. It's like Netflix Nickelodeon deal. And it's not the one that they made that was really bad. Not the Aang one. This is Aang. Okay? So they have the live action. And now they're going to make another one of the next Avatar after Korra, which is the Earthbender Avatar.
Whoa.
And that's an animated series. And then the live action is 3 seasons. So like the first one is the first book, Water. So that's coming out. So we get 3 installments of that.
Oh my
and
God.
We get the animated, and they're making an adult version of the Aang cast, the gang, as you will.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So they're making it. So we, all that, like that we missed between Aang and Korra, we get that whole thing.
I'm so excited.
No, they're like eating down. And I love that. Like, I love it when my freaky fixations like become like a big deal, you know?
I just love that you, like, I love when they actually either recreate or build off of something that I feel like was worth building upon.
No, absolutely. And it came so many years later.
Yeah, but that's okay. I'll accept it now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited. Yeah. And I'm also, like, it gives you a reason to get excited, especially if it's something that you watched as a child, which, like, the original Avatar, we were watching as kids.
No.
So the fact that now as an adult, you can, like, sit there and be like, oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, I'm eating it up. No, I'm fully on my little boy shit.
No, I'm
on my little boy shit.
I am excited.
I've, like, regressed as I've aged. I'm no longer interested in being cool or an adult. I like little boy shit, okay? Watching my little Avatar. I'm gonna play my little Pokemon. I don't give a fuck.
Honestly, that's like a beautiful form of escapism, if you ask me.
It's true escapism.
Yeah. I think it, and I respect it, and I do a lot of it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because I think real life is too real.
I've been like so into the little teen dramas recently.
What do you mean? Which teen
drama? I haven't
drama?
Even told you. Oh, well, I just finished. I know I'm late, but I just finished The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Oh, those.
And then I also watched, what is it? My Life with the Walter Boys on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Really good.
Yeah. Both. I haven't seen that one.
Both
but
are solid.
I got the gist of the Walter Boys.
It's like they're kind of the same show, different universe.
Yeah. I feel that.
But honestly, I was like surprised at how much I got.
Okay,
into
but
it.
I do have a question about that. Now that you're bringing those both up, does like the normal female have a fascination with fucking both brothers? Like,
wow.
Is that a thing? Because I'm like, y'all are making these shows really popular. Just like I Summer I Turned Pretty and the Walter Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do y'all date one guy and also want to fuck the brother? There was a movie about it too. You remember the movie Brothers?
Brothers. Wait, who was in Brothers?
I think it was Natalie Portman. I know it was like Jake Gyllenhaal and Natalie Portman, maybe. I'll have to fact check this. It could be wrong. If it's not, it's like the ones that look like them.
I don't think I've seen that.
One goes off to war and then the other brother stays back, right?
Oh,
so then
snap.
Once
that's
he
rough.
Yeah, so when he comes back, they think he's like not coming back. And when he comes back, she's
They're
with
together.
The other one.
That's a
rough
that's an arrow
no, but
to the
I'm
heart.
Like, but it says something that these shows are so popular that people are into
yeah.
that. And I'm like, because before we had, you know, Jacob and Edward, you know, we had Peeta and Gail,
mm-hmm.
all not brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're on our brother shit. And I'm just like, something's going on with this newer generation coming up.
That's a good point.
That y'all, is that incest? It's not incest, right?
Technically not.
It's technically not incest, but it feels adjacent.
It feels a little weird.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what's funny is, right, is like I'm watching this and I'm like, I'm into it.
Right.
I'm like, I don't feel like it's that weird. But then you're like, you think about it and you're like, no, that's messed
up. It's kind of weird.
It's messed up. And also, well, I don't know. The brothers, I'll say this, the brothers and the Walter Boys felt like they were from a different family already.
Okay.
They weren't like one and the same. Then I watched Summer I Turned Pretty and I was like, oh,
yeah.
that's like a rougher comparison. Because right. I was like, damn, like, yeah, like, which one do you pick?
No, it's something. And like, to me, I'm like, you're out here just destroying families, right?
Yeah, basically.
Isn't that the vibe?
Basically.
That kitty cat destroying families. That's
I don't
a bar.
Know. But to your point, is that like a normal thing? Like, is that being normalized
yeah,
now?
Yeah, like I'm wondering, like, is that like a situation that people are finding themselves in their youth? It brings
It's a weird little fantasy, I feel like, to be involved in.
It brings a whole new meaning to Eskimo Brothers.
Yikes.
And I'll leave it at that. Yikes. Thanks for bringing that up.
Wow. You're so welcome.
But yeah, shit's getting weird. Not just on the screen, but in real life, you know, mm-hmm. as well. Because, you know, we all be in competition. But I was laughing. I just think American politics is, like, very, very humorous at this point. Like, shit's serious, you know? But, like, I'd be laughing. Like, sometimes you just gotta disconnect from all the real meaning and just be like, hello.
Yeah.
Did you see the new, like, slur campaign against Biden?
No.
It's first off, I'm going to say this. It's marketing genius. It made me absolutely laugh.
Really?
When you disconnect and you don't think about it in a deeper way, it's very funny.
What's the latest?
It feels like an SNL skit. Like, I was like, is this real life? It is. It was legit. So they did a White House senior living center was the
Oh, no.
And it says White House Senior Living.
Oh,
and then it was like,
no.
We serve all the best food. And he's like, I love pizza. And it was like, we have the best. They were like, we have the best care, whatever. But my favorite part of the thing was the slogan. And it says, where residents feel like presidents.
Oh,
and I was like, you.
No, they didn't.
I was like, you can't bounce back from that.
No,
and I can't unsee
didn't.
It because that was real as hell. And I was like, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't really know much about it. I'm not going to speak on anything beyond that.
Damn.
Because I know how you girls get. But
I just.
It was absolutely insane. I just can't believe, like, as
so
a whole.
Crazy.
Yeah, we are there.
That's so crazy, but so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about senior living to me is like I had no idea. I hope I haven't talked about this before.
I'm so dead. I know exactly where this is going.
I just have no, I had no idea how expensive it is to even be there.
Oh my God, that is not where I thought this
was
going.
Where did you think I was going to say?
Okay, well, I was going to say, did you know that the highest population of STDs is in the senior living centers?
What?
Yep. Yep. More than anywhere else. It's in the senior living care centers.
Is that just because their generation didn't have access to maybe preventative education?
No, I think they just be fucking. I don't know. I don't know. I think they just be fucking. I think that there's... Here's what I'll say. This is what my logic would be. I don't have much facts studied, but I just feel like there's a point where you're like, I'm not going to get pregnant. So we can just do it raw. And I think they are. And it's crazy to think, because like for me, I feel like... What is senior care is like... Are we in 60s or... We're in the 70s, right?
Usually, I think, 70? Unless you have like some sort of dementia or whatever.
70? Yeah. For me, my back already hurts. My back's tired. My hips are tired. You know, sorry to anybody. You can slob on the knob, but that's probably it. Like, I'm not going to be working for it.
Dentures in or dentures out?
Dentures out, baby. Every time. Why we lose our teeth for? Anyways. So crazy. So, anyways. But STDs are running rampant in that community.
So pandemic.
Yeah, so just know if you're putting your grandparents in a senior living center, you have to think there's a chance and a high chance that they get an STD.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I guess you're not really like, maybe you're not afraid of death at that point.
No,
either.
I genuinely just think it's because you can't get pregnant.
But like people hit menopause a lot of times and they're like 50s.
Yeah, but they're not roommates. You know what I mean? It's like a college dorm.
It's the dormitory
effect. It's a dorm when you're all adults and you can't get pregnant.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I cannot.
Yeah.
And also, do you know, is it STD or STI?
I don't care.
Okay, whatever.
It's both.
I just didn't know.
I think that STD is more
I feel
trendy.
Like I've always said STD. And then I remember when they told us it's STI and I was like, huh?
It makes sense logically.
An infection, not a disease.
Because a lot of it's curable.
But STD is more fun to say for some reason.
Well, the branding was stronger. So I'm going with my original.
Period.
Because it was STD.
Period.
Oh, God. I can't even say STD without thinking of, what's that one girl? Peaches. We've talked about
I thought you were going to say Sexy Red.
No. Sexy Red? She got an STD?
No.
Oh.
No. Forget I said anything.
All right. No, I can't think about STDs without thinking about Peaches. We talked about this before, but she was like one of the original TikTokers. Like everybody was dancing. Peaches was talking about STDs.
Mm.
And she was like, I love STDs. She's like, I love getting STDs. Like that was her thing.
Getting them.
She just said crazy shit like left and right.
That's wild.
And it was an audio. Like, her audios would always go viral. And people would dance to the audios. I mean, like, I love getting STDs.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, she was wild.
Well, I was going back to what I was actually going to say. Like, I didn't... Like, I guess it kind of makes sense. But, like, I just kind of assumed that senior living was, like, somewhat affordable.
No.
It's absolutely not.
Living on this planet's not affordable.
I also feel like that's one of the jobs... Like, working at a senior living home,
mm-hmm.
I think would be really rough for me. Because back when I was young, my great-grandmother, God bless, lived under the care of my grandmother.
Mm.
And she oftentimes needed changed. So for me, as a little kid, watching my great-grandmother get her diaper changed, like... This is going to sound crazy and maybe a little disrespectful because this is my family and I hope you're resting in peace. One of the worst smells I've ever smelled in my life. And I used to sit there and I'd watch my dad, my aunties, all make an effort to help change her. And I just was like, wow, that is rough. I remember thinking like, Because imagine having to do that for your grandma. Like, I love my grandparents and I still can't really fathom changing them. But God bless the people who work. Honestly, for anybody out there who either works in a nursing home or has family that does it, you are literally doing the Lord's work. That seems rough. That seems really rough.
Yeah.
Because like even, maybe when I have my own kids, I'll feel different. But even when I had to change diapers for like kids that I used to babysit, I was like, oof. Now imagine changing a grown
wrinkled woman's
diaper. It's rough.
I would not do well with that, personally. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be wiping down a shitty wrinkle puss. I can't.
But like, that's why I guess you sign up for the home, you know, at a certain point.
Sure.
If I'm needing to get changed, I'm not going to make my kids do that. Someone else can do that.
I wouldn't want them to do that, like at all.
How about bathing? Would you bathe your parents in their old age?
I can't talk about this, like, at all. Like, this is like... Like, let's talk about STDs and cute shit. Like, I don't want to... I don't like this. No, I don't want to bathe them. I really don't. Although I am very helpful. Like, and if desperate times call for desperate measures, sure, I'm there with the fucking sponge, bitch. But, like... Yeah, you could go weeks without bathing, right?
You wouldn't want to.
I just hose them.
I know. Why did I picture you with this squirt bottle? Like,
yeah, right?
Sanitizing.
You good?
Spin around.
No, I don't know. That's genuinely too much.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Let's move on to a lighter subject.
Yeah.
So, like, do you think that the majority of people in LA get Botox?
What's the age range?
I don't know.
I think 23 and up is Botox season for LA.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely not guys.
Okay.
I feel like guys, it's like pretty out there. I think guys don't get Botox until they're like actually wrinkly.
Mm.
In LA. I think most places they just don't get it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But in LA, I think it's like you got to get like a deep fucking cut wrinkle that you can't even get rid of to get Botox. Yeah. Girls, I know a lot of girls who get Botox at like 23.
Yeah.
And some of them, it looks totally fine. Some of them look crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's just based off person by person or if it's based off of like your actual like skin or like, sorry, your actual injector. I'm not entirely sure.
Mm.
But yeah, Botox, what's crazy to me, I'll say this, this is a tangent on Botox.
Mm-hmm.
I just know a lot of people who preach about like veganism and vegetarian and like anti-cancer and like all this holistic stuff, yet they get Botox. And I'm like, you're putting poison in your body and then you're telling me I'm going to die for eating a chicken breast, high protein, by the way. And like that to me is crazy as hell, right? Am I wrong? It's very LA.
Well, yeah, it depends on your reasons.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that is a very LA thing. Yeah. For all the girlies who are like, that's not organic and this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Even that. I'm like, and then you're going to like...
Yeah.
Syringe it up.
And I'm all for like the organic and healthy living, but it's just like, it's got to be consistent and not hypocritical for me to like be about it with you. You know
for
what
sure.
I mean? You got to have for those... Sure. You got to have some wrinkles.
Right.
You know?
No, for sure.
Or like moisture. I don't know.
I feel like the more I've watched videos of people getting it done, the more it scares me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
But then I just feel like I was recently in a conversation with three other women and it was brought up as if like, oh, like we've all had it done. And then I actually felt embarrassed to be the one to say like, no, I haven't.
Really?
I haven't done it.
Yeah, but I don't think you need it. Like, that's the thing. Like, what are you Botoxing?
But so many, a lot of 23-year-olds that are doing it, like, preventatively.
Sure, but, like,
and, like, they technically don't need it, you know?
Some do. Mm. Or do. But I'm just saying, like, I don't see, like, why you would get it. You know what I mean?
I'm looking at you. I'm watching your eyes.
No, look at you.
Look at my head, and I'm like, ah!
I know, right? No, I did the full analysis.
No, but
like, I wouldn't say to you to get Botox.
But that's the scary thing. I feel like half the time these girls go into these offices, and then they're like, putting little markers, like, okay, yeah, we can do some here.
Yeah.
We can do some here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are they actually saying something? Or are they just like... Here's where you might get wrinkles. So, like, let's just do it anyway.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm not against it. Like, I would totally do it. But I just think, like, I have to get to the point where it feels necessary because you can't stop doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, I just don't think I've hit the point where I'm like, wow, you're a wrinkly bag. Let me start getting, but like, I know it's supposed to be preventative, but I'm like, I don't think, I actually saw a video the other day about this. And it just hit me right now. But like one of the plastic surgeon or like slash injectors were saying, like, you don't really want to get preventative Botox until you're like either in your 30s or mid 30s, because you actually, what it does is it stops the muscle from moving. So it's like your muscle doesn't develop while you're younger, and your actual face can sag more if you were doing preventative Botox from your 20s. Mm. And like a lot of them say too, like, you're not supposed to like continue fully. Like it needs to be an on and off cycle so that the muscle can like regain its function so that when you Botox it again, it stays. So it can cause facial sagging, which makes total sense. Like,
yeah,
if you can't move your face, like obviously it's going to start sinking down.
Right.
You know?
Whoa.
So it's like, that's the thing about plastic surgery or injectables in general. It's like, I feel like you got to go to somebody who sees the bigger picture. And I think mm-hmm. a lot of people don't see that, because a lot of people are like me and they think, you know what? I'm going to get that certificate, $250 for an injection. I can do 20 patients in an hour.
Shoot them up.
Mm-hmm. Like that's probably what's happening. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm like, if you have somebody who's probably more expensive and probably does way more skills than injecting, I think they would be able to tell you like, listen, you can't do this. Like for example, right? Like I think about like a cheek filler, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had closer inset eyes and you didn't know that because like you don't really analyze yourself like that and you got cheek fillers, your eyes would look like they're on your nose. Like that's the truth. So it's like some people, although you don't have the cheekbones you want, you would look worse with it, you know?
Mm.
Whereas to me, and I'm not a plastic surgeon, I'd just be thinking,
right?
Instead of giving you cheek filler, I would either do something with down here, like in your lower cheek by your mouth. What's this called?
Mandibles.
I know, mandibles over here, right?
Yeah.
Lower cheek. I would do like a buccal fat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a buccal fat. I know that's taboo, but I'm just saying that would make your cheeks look more pronounced. However, it wouldn't make your eyes more inset. So I just feel like if you're going in thinking you want something and they don't have a differing opinion, probably wrong is my thought. Because I think there's ways to achieve looks that are different than what you think the look would be achieved by. Anyways, yeah. That's my stance on plastic surgery.
Period. In another life, I actually feel like you would make a great...
Oh my God. I would make a great one in this life.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
I could still go to school.
Yeah.
If I didn't make music / be on this brilliant podcast to showcase all my skills, I think I would fucking kill plastic surgery.
I think you would nail it.
I would nail it. I'd be the best in this town.
Yeah.
For sure. And I already have the Persian part going for me.
Period.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I could do it. I really could.
I believe
it. I could at least be an
injector.
No,
it's definitely not too late. I'm just saying.
Yeah. And my hand, I don't got that shaky hand.
I never really thought about it, but I'm like, oh my God, yeah, you'd kill that.
Yeah.
Period.
And I wouldn't lie. I wouldn't give you a fair rate, but I wouldn't lie.
That's great. Okay, well, we should talk about our song.
Yes.
Of the week.
Okay, this week's song is Don't Threaten Me.
Don't threaten me with the good time.
Don't threaten me with good time.
Period.
Yeah.
I think this song was one of our favorites from the jump.
From the jump.
And this song, I feel like in the beginning, was not standing out to people the way that we thought it would.
Fuck y'all for it.
We were like, yo, this one's going to be everybody's favorite. No. It's so cool. It's so fresh.
Yeah, I think it was one of the first five songs we wrote for the whole project. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh my God. I still love it. That's the thing. I'm standing by it.
No,
I'm
1,000% I stand by it.
I just felt like people at the beginning were just not, it's not that they didn't like it. It's just, I feel like we had so many other songs that were so more in your face that like it wasn't standing out as much in the crowd. But I will say this. Sometimes those ones, they win the race.
Right. It's a slow burn.
It's a slow burn.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a real ass song. Mm-hmm. It's a slow burn.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's, I stand by it. I love it.
I think she's great. I actually think the video turned out so fun.
Oh my God, the video.
Shout out to who? Sharkussy.
Sharkussy.
And if you've seen the video, then you know who she is.
I know. I feel like people really like didn't notice it. It's actually funny to see like, when you're editing videos to see like what people pick up on is so interesting to me. Cause you always just assume they would.
Right.
But no, there can be a million views and they might not pick up on the shark woman in the back with her titties out. She's there. Look for her.
She's
shark
there.
Pussy is there.
She's there.
No, but that video is really interesting. It's one of the more fun ones, I think.
Yes.
Of the first batch.
Yes.
I'll give it that. Yeah, no, it was interesting. Like at that time, like we're learning and growing.
We're learning and growing.
And like, just so you guys know, we do everything in-house. Like it's just us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when that video happened, it's like we had some other, at that point I'd edited some other videos. So I was like, oh, this one's got to be fun. Like I was like, we don't have like plot, blah, 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 blah. And then I just had this idea for, I was like, listen, we're going to Atlantis. We're going to me,
That's
the
it.
Captain and Jennifer Coolidge are going to Atlantis.
That's right.
Yeah. And I actually think people didn't even pick up that you were Jennifer Coolidge, which
is also
crazy.
I don't think so either. Which, yeah. I mean, the blue hair is quite distracting.
Sure. But like the outfit.
But the whole fit was her.
Yeah.
The
it was exactly was from White Lotus season two. Whatever. Eats for us. But no, yeah, we went down. We went down to Atlantis. Mm-hmm. Our ship sank. Sad.
Sure did.
But we had a better life down there. And like half the video is us underwater.
Having a good time.
That's what I'm saying. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's how that came to be. But yeah, it's still one of the most fun songs. I think it's
I love the production on that song. Yeah. I just think it's very cool.
Yeah. And fun fact, it's a clean song.
Oh my gosh. Yes. You can play it for your children.
You can play it for your children.
And anyone else.
We don't say anything bad in it.
God bless us for that.
Yeah. No, I remember like delivering it to like Spotify and whatever. And they hit me back and they were like, this song's not explicit. Like you have to switch the cover art and everything.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I forgot. I just didn't think. Like, I just think like daddy, mommy, explicit. Like that's right. Just what I think. And then this one, no, it's not. It's one
it's
of the one of the far and few between.
That's great.
Yeah.
Love that for us, yep. Honestly.
Yeah.
Family friendly out here.
Yep. Yes,
so
we are.
So family friendly. Well, yeah. Shout out to Don't Threaten Me. I think that she is going to be a slow burn, and I think that people are going to really appreciate her. I mean, I've already gotten quite a bit of love from it, which is great.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, thanks for watching.
Thank you for watching.
And stay safe out there. And like, you know, when you got some kids, tell them to just take care of you at home. No retirement facilities.
And if you end up in a facilities, I'd say still wrap it up. It sounds like it's not a safe place.
Wrap it up. Amen.
All right, y'all. Much love. We'll see you next
time.
Bye.